One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Fanny and Clifford in the library of the family home.
Hey, where's Dad?
Caesar invited him over to lunch. He's so excited about Teddy and Elwood and the plans for their marriage that he can hardly sit still.
Yeah, he's more excited than the bride-to-be. What kind of a marriage is it anyhow when the bride stays calm?
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. I imagine most of you folks take Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion. And like thousands of others, you think the relief it gives is wonderful. And that's absolutely true. But have you ever tried taking Alka-Seltzer at night before you go to bed? Probably you've been taking it in the morning when you wake up with acid indigestion and perhaps a headache too. But try this the next time. When late hours and late refreshments threaten to cause acid indigestion later on, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Really, you'll be amazed and delighted with the way it can relieve acid indigestion, and as a result, you'll sleep better, and you'll wake up feeling better the next morning. Now, that's worth trying, isn't it? Get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer on the guarantee of satisfaction or your money back, and try Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion. Take it before you go to bed. Chapter 11, Book 78. It's been an unseasonably warm day here in San Francisco. The bay lies blue and calm as an inland lake under a sizzling September sun. Not a breath of air is stirring. Rare day for San Francisco. It's afternoon now, and in the Barber family home at Seacliff, Fanny Barber is sitting in the library with the curtains drawn, knitting not very industriously as her son Clifford comes in.
Oh, wait a
minute. I know, Clifford. I've kept the house shut up all day. There's some cold oranges there in the picture.
Oh, good for you, Mom. How'd you know I'd need it?
I didn't. I've been expecting your father.
Dad, where'd he go?
Oh, he's invited him over to lunch. He's so excited about Elwood and Teddy and the plans for their marriage that he can hardly sit still.
Yeah, I noticed last night. Dad's more excited than Teddy is. For a bride-to-be, that gal is mighty calm. Oh, that tastes good. Mom, How's your feminine intuition?
Why?
Would you say that Teddy looks at Elwood with a kind of high voltage you'd expect from a girl wildly in love and about to get married?
It's not that gossiping.
Yeah, but last night Elwood was talking about where he'd locate his dental office and the kind of house he wanted, and Teddy wasn't even listening.
Teddy's wearing Elwood's ring. The engagement's in the papers, and that's enough for me.
In other words, just sit down and be quiet.
I told Mrs. Kettleman she could go to her sister's this afternoon. Too hot to get a dinner.
Yeah, I just didn't have a sandwich out in the terrace.
It's exactly what I thought. There's that whole half ham, and you'll have iced tea and a sandwich, maybe.
Mother?
Hazel, we're in the library.
Phew, isn't it something, Cliff?
Sit down, it's cool in here. Now that's a blistering sun. I walked over with Father, and he doesn't even seem to feel it. I guess he's so thrilled about Teddy and Elwood, he doesn't realize it's hot.
Where is he now?
Oh, he stopped to talk to Betty and the little girl. They're all sitting out there in the shade. He'll be in a minute. Do I see cold oranges there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't been reading my Emily Post lately.
I didn't mean that. You're standing in front of it. Play golf today?
Oh, I went down there, but four guys were lying under a tree with sunstroke, so I just lay down with them.
Thanks, Cliff.
You're welcome.
We always have one or two warm days about the time the children start back to school.
Never mind, Hazel. I'll get it in my own hot little hand. Hello? Well, just a minute, Dr. Thompson. Huh? No, he's across the hedge at Jack's. Yeah, all right, sir. I'll have him call you right back. Dr. Thompson for Dad. I'll go get him.
I wonder why he called Dr. Thompson. You suppose his knee is troubling him again?
No, I know what it is. All the time I was getting lunch from him at my house, he sat at the phone calling up old friends. It was very cute, Mother. He'd say, going to have a wedding in my family pretty soon. And he'd tell them all about how Teddy and Elwood met in Germany in the Army hospital and... By the way, Mother, a date hasn't been set for the wedding, has it?
I know, not that I know of.
Teddy doesn't even know where the medical corps is likely to send it.
Oh, why?
Oh, well, he must have told Father something. He seems to be under the impression the wedding's this month. He's terribly upset because Judge Hunter won't cancel his vacation for it.
What?
The judge always goes up to the Rogue River, you know.
Oh, no, dearie. This isn't a bad day
at all is very good for us. Makes us perspire. Oh, Henry,
wait till I tell you what Jack's little girls are up to.
Henry Barber, look at your shirt. You're soaking wet.
Nice warm day. Yes. So that sore bones finally called me, did he?
He's first calling back, Dad.
Yes.
Gregory, pour your father a glass of oranges.
Okay.
No, I don't want any. Not thirsty, Gregory.
Henry, have Elwood in bed.
Just a moment now, Fanny. Can't you see him on the telephone? Hello? Dr. Thompson. Henry Barber calling you back. Yes. Fanny, all six of Jack's little girls want to be flower girls for the wedding. And Sharon Ann says the triplets would trip on the bride's gown. Hello, Fred? Yes. No, I wasn't calling about my knee. Thank goodness you got a good surgeon like Hagerboom to do the work for you. My leg is better than ever. But I shudder to think what would have happened if you'd had the knife in your hand.
Henry, now he doesn't always know you're joking.
Fred, you know what Fanny just said?
Henry.
She says you don't recognize jokes when you hear them.
Henry.
Fred, what I call for, I wanted to be sure you're going to be in town towards the end of the month. Yes, but we're going to have a wedding over here. Yes, Paul's daughter. Yes, Terry. Oh, mighty fine young fellow, Elwood Giddings, ex-army captain, a dentist. You have a lot in common. Yes? You are? How long? Oh, medical convention. Why did you go later? You're going to miss a mighty fine wedding dress. All right, if that's more important, all right. No, I'm fine. Goodbye.
These people who never stay in one place always gallivanting. Why don't they stay home and tend to business?
Father, sit down. You look terribly hot.
Yeah, you people complaining about the weather. Why, it's a good deal cooler here than it is in Los Angeles today, I'll tell you that.
Henry, has Teddy set a date for the wedding?
Yes,
Father. Are you keeping another secret?
No secret, but she'll get married this month.
What makes you think so?
Well, she has to favor her leave will be.
Did Teddy tell you that?
Teddy? You know, Fanny, I was just saying to Betty, you think that Teddy was Paul's own flesh and blood instead of his adopted daughter? Why, she's as close-mouthed and tight-lipped and uncommunicative about this wedding. Can't get any more out of Teddy about things than you can out of Paul. Never saw such people.
Then how do you know they want to get married?
Talking to Elwood. Elwood would like to make it a week from Friday.
It's an old custom, Henry. The bride sets the wedding date. And before you persuade people to stay home from vacation, I think you better find out from Teddy when it is.
You find out, Fanny. I tried to. Get no response whatever. He talked to me about the flowers in the garden or army nurses in Europe. It is warm, isn't it?
Want some juice, Dad?
Yes, Jerry, I wouldn't mind.
More hazel?
No, thanks, sir. All I say is, I hope you haven't been giving people the impression the wedding is to be right away.
Well.
Yes, Father, if Teddy should decide to wait until after she's out of the service, it might be embarrassing. It would look as though there'd been a postponement.
Here you are, Dad.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And what's this talk about flower girls? You haven't been making arrangements for flower girls, too, have you, Henry?
Yes, well, I merely told Sharon Ann that we can't discriminate. Six little girls over there, there must be six flower girls.
Got it all settled, huh?
Father. Henry, you can't invade all the bride's privileges, you know. Teddy's the one to do the planning.
Now, don't try to worry me, Fanny. Why, Teddy, you want six flower girls. Yes.
I think you're moving a little too fast.
No, look here. Why these solemn faces? Is there any change in plans I don't know about?
Of course not. But who else is making plans, Father? Henry, right from the beginning, it has looked as though you were rushing Teddy into this marriage.
No such thing, Fanny. Oh, I admit I'm pleased that she's finally landed an upstanding, solid, sound, enterprising young man like Elwood. But rushing her, no, it's none of my affair. I'm not rushing anybody. I like to be forehanded, that's all. I like to plan things.
Well, we won't talk about it anymore. But I don't imagine Teddy would be very happy to find that grandfather's made all the plans for him. Well, I've got to get on home. Oh, Mother, I brought the chafing dish over with me in case you need it. Was it my house? Oh, thank you, Hazel. I don't envy you on a day like this. Just as hot for you as it is for me. I mean, getting dinner. What are you going to have? Oh, I thought I'd slice some ham and make a sandwich and put out in the carriage. I'm going to boil some water for iced tea, and that's the only blessed thing I'm going to do. Oh. I brought the chafing dish back because I thought... Oh, well, Dr. McGosh will probably love it, an informal family supper. Well, I'll see you all later. I do think there's beginning to be a little breeze. Hazel!
Well, she's gone, Ma.
What in the world was she talking about? Dr. McArthur.
Friendly.
Yes? What is it, Henry?
Fanny, this noon over at Hazel's, she took so long getting lunch that I put in the time phoning a few friends. And I called the Reverend Dr. MacArthur at the church and told him he would shortly be performing another barber wedding. His wife's away, Fanny, so I invited him to drop in to take potluck with her.
Tonight?
Yes. It slipped my mind until Hazel mentioned it.
Henry Barber, on a day like this.
Oh, not so warm, I don't feel it.
Yeah, cheer up, Mom. There's a nice, cool little breeze just coming in from the sea.
Yes, yes. It might be too chilly to eat out, and then you can use the chafing dish.
Henry.
Oh, but ham sandwiches will be splendid, Fanny. I distinctly remember that Dr. MacArthur is very fond of picnics. Oh, they have no end of picnics over the Easter. Yes, yes. Oh, don't bother us all, Fanny. A ham sandwich on a paper plate. Here, you like it.
The barbers will be back in just a moment. When you have a miserable headache, you want relief and fast. So reach for that friendly-looking blue and white package of Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from headaches. All we ask you to do is try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. Dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink it. Since Alka-Seltzer is a solution when you take it, the pain-relieving analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate, is ready to go right to work. And because of its effervescence, because of that familiar fizz itself, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast to give fast relief. Yes, take Alka-Seltzer. First aid for relief from headaches. Here's the family again.
I don't know why your mother insists on getting a big dinner on a day as hot as this. It's perfect nonsense.
Maybe it's because you invited guests for dinner, Dad.
Well, what's more than more picnic to a minister, Clipper? Dr. MacArthur won't mind at all.
But any way you look at it, you're in the doghouse. Isn't that right, Dad?
Protect yourself and your family against vitamin deficiency with one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. A capsule every day will guard against the letdown, all-in feeling that follows when you do not get enough of the essential vitamins, against vitamin deficiency disease that may develop. Don't take chances. Don't let lack of vitamins pull you down. Make taking one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules as much a part of your daily routine as eating breakfast. Be sure it's one-a-day brand, the vitamin C, vitamins with potency guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 12, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.